Good afternoon. It's 12 degrees and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the Keynet Newsroom. I'm Scott Gardner. The road closure caused by a rolled over truck trailer early this morning between Belmont 6th Line and Belmont 3rd Line has been cleared and the highway is now reopened. This Thursday in the dining hall, 286 students will receive awards for their academic achievement as part of the Loyalist College Awards ceremony at 7 p.m. Joanne Farrell is part of the awards committee and excited to see all of the hardworking students receive the 313 awards.
It's great because they've, a lot of them are struggling to make it through financially, and with that added financial assistance that they're given just gives them a bit of a break, and it's great.
Movember is now in full swing, and men everywhere are shaving their faces and proceeding to grow out their mustaches in an effort to gain support and raise money for research to fight prostate and testicular cancer. Although this campaign is centered around facial hair, you do not need a mustache to raise money. Anyone is welcome to set up a donations page or join a team, such as the Loyalist College Journalism Group. Rob Washburn, a professor for the JOPB program, organized a group shave earlier this morning, encouraging students to join him in shaving off their facial hair to start of the month of No Shave November. Washburn is also encouraging other programs at Loyalist College to create their own teams on the official Movember website for a friendly competition to see who can raise the most money for the cause. In national news, a motion aimed at compelling the federal Liberal government to end what critics consider systematic discrimination against children on First Nations reserves, introduced by New Democrat Indigenous Affairs critic Charlie Angus, passed a vote today unanimously. The motion calls on the government to comply with a ruling by the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal requiring increased funding levels for child welfare services delivered on reserves. It calls for an immediate cash injection of $155 million, as well as a funding plan for future years. The motion also calls for the adoption of Jordan's principle, which says no Aboriginal child should suffer denials, delays, or disruptions of health services available to other children due to their jurisdictional disputes. The parliamentary budget watchdog is being a bit of a buzzkill when it comes to forecasting government revenue windfalls from legalized marijuana. Mustafa Askari, the assistant parliamentary budget officer, says a study comparing legal pot prices with illegal prices indicates there's a very little tax room to make the legalized cannabis market a cash cow for government.
It's not, obviously. Based on our estimation, I mean, the potential for revenue is very, very low.
The PBO report projects sales tax revenue could be about $618 million in 2018, with 60% of that revenue going to the provinces, based on the assumption that legalized retail cannabis will cost about $9 per gram. Provincial news, Ontario Provincial Police have laid bribery charges under the Election Act against two provincial Liberals. Alison Jones has the details.
Pat Sorbera, who recently took a leave of absence as the Premier's Deputy Chief of Staff to become party CEO and 2018 campaign director, is charged with two counts of bribery under the Act. Jerry Lougheed, a Liberal operative in Sudbury, faces one count. Sorbera and Lougheed are alleged to have offered a would-be candidate a job or appointment to get him to step aside in a by-election last year in Sudbury. The charges come in the midst of two new ongoing by-election campaigns in Ottawa and Niagara. Alison Jones, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
More national news, former Liberal organizer Jacques Corriveau has been found guilty by a jury on three fraud-related charges in connection with the federal sponsorship program. The 83-year-old was charged with fraud against the government, forgery, and laundering proceeds of crime between 1997 and 2003, when he allegedly pocketed $6.5 million while working on the leadership campaigns of ex-Prime Minister Jean Chrétien. His defense lawyer, Gerald Solier, says Corriveau is aging and in poor health.
He's very affected. Considering his age, it's very difficult to react otherwise. We'll make representation to the court in order to try to get for him the best sentence.
The Liberal government is facing nationwide class action lawsuits filed on behalf of the LGBTQ people who say they were persecuted and fired from their job in the military and federal government. Doug Elliott, a Toronto-based lawyer, says the gay and lesbian former civil servants and military members are crying out for justice.
This was spying into their private lives, their own personal feelings, or their activities in their bedroom that were supposed to be sacrosanct, but somehow, because they were in the military, that seemed to be fair game, and they could stick their nose in there and decide that because of what they were feeling or who they were going to bed with, that they were unfit to serve our country.
The Liberals have promised a formal apology on behalf of the country to people in the LGBTQ community for past discrimination sanctions by the state, but it remains to be seen whether this will come with compensation. In entertainment news, lawyers representing Bill Cosby are presenting a judge to keep his deposition from an old lawsuit out of his current sexual assault trial. They say Cosby wouldn't have testified in the lawsuit if he knew the testimony could be used against him in criminal court. Reporter Michael Sistek says the defense insists Cosby had an oral promise from a prosecutor that he wouldn't be charged over the 2005 case.
They're arguing today that that promise led Cosby to give testimony that he otherwise would not have made. He would have asserted his Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate himself. Instead, he talked about using drugs while having sex and seducing women and having extramarital affairs.
Cosby faces 10 years in prison if convicted of sexual assault. The pretrial hearing is expected to last 2 days. And Canada Post is replacing the locks on thousands of community mailboxes after an unacceptable number of customers had their mailboxes frozen shut last winter. Spokesman John Hamilton says the locks on community mailboxes in a number of communities like Ottawa, Montreal, Halifax, and Charlottetown will be replaced. Customers whose mailbox locks are being replaced are sent a new set of keys about 2 weeks before the change is made. Hamilton says the lock replacement is now underway and the work will continue for the next few months. And the Canada Post wants customers to continue to contact the Crown Corporation if they have any problems with their mailboxes, because that's how the defective lock issue came to light. That's QNET News at 4:07. Sports is next.
This summer was so hot, my old bike decided to rot.
Is that it wrapped around a tree?
Yeah, the old rust bucket's got me down. Now I can't go to town.
Come with me, I'll show you what to do. Steven License will look after you.
Steven License has your new wheels. New bikes are now 10 to 20% off. Soon you'll be riding high on your bike dreams.
Thanks to Steven License, I could afford my new bike. Now I don't need my little sister's trike.
Steven License, 288 Front Street, Belleville. Whether buying a new bike or tuning up an old friend, Steven License has you covered with bikes and services that seem without end.
And now for sports, Canada's Sports Hall of Fame has announced its inductees. One of the names on the list is Mike Pinball Clemens, who says his teammates deserve credit for his achievements during an award-winning career in the CFL.
I didn't run a single yard by myself. They say I ran for more yards than anybody in pro football history. Not one was by myself. And so this for me is a chance to thank those who worked so diligently for me, who blocked, who toiled and did everything, sometimes hurt and sometimes have injuries that linger and that carry on. And so to all of those people, I want to say thank you.
Award-winning curler Colleen Jones also received the honor of an induction.
You're just very emotional at the idea that you're going into this great hall, that when you get to go there is full of incredible Canadian athletes, and it's humbling. And these are the people that built sport in this country, and now you're part of that. You're on the wall in the hall.
The Cleveland Indians have another chance of winning the World Series when they host the Cubs tonight. Matt Loeb has more.
Game 6 of the World Series will take place tonight at Progressive Field. As for the first time since 1948, the Cleveland Indians will look to win a championship if they can get past the Chicago Cubs. Cleveland leads the series 3-2 after winning games 3 and 4 in Chicago over the weekend after splitting the first two games in Cleveland. Josh Tomlin goes for Cleveland. He was solid in Game 3, throwing 4 2/3 shutout ball. Jake Arrieta goes for the Cubs. He won Game 2 in Cleveland. He went 5 2/3, allowing just one run. If necessary, a Game 7 will be in Cleveland on Wednesday night. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Indians manager Terry Francona says playing at home offers a big edge.
You know, when you're on the road, one, it's kind of you against the world, which is okay. But the biggest thing of all is when you're the home team, you hit last. So you get to use your bullpen differently. And that's a huge advantage.
First pitch of the pivotal game is at 8:10 tonight. Lawless Lancers men's basketball is on the road to Fleming College this Thursday night, and the Lancers volleyball squad is also aboard the bus this week with games against Algonquin College on Friday and the site the following Saturday afternoon. The Wellington Dukes host the Aurora Tigers Friday night at 7:30. The Dukes were victorious in the last two meetings between the teams in September, Wellington winning those games by scores of 4-3 and a whopping 6-1. The NHL schedule is packed tonight with 24 teams taking the ice. The Toronto Maple Leafs will defend home ice against Connor McDavid and his Edmonton Oilers at 7:30, and Ottawa's Craig Anderson will get the start against the Carolina Hurricanes following his 37-save shutout last game against the Oilers. Patrick Laine and the Winnipeg Jets take on the Washington Capitals, and Calgary visits Chicago. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather, temperatures dropping tonight to 11 degrees with a slight chance of rain. Tomorrow we're looking at 18 degrees and a mix of sun and cloud. At 4:11, it's It's currently 10 degrees and mostly cloudy. You've been listening to QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Scott Gardner with QNET News. Next at 91X, next at 5 p.m.